Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim at the beginning of Kisavoy. The pasuk says, "V'lakachtam a reishis kol pri adama." You have to take from the first of the pri adama, which Hashem blessed you with, put it in a basket, and then go to Yerushalayim with the Bikurim. How do you know Meresh is called Pri Adama? It has to be the first of the Pri Adama. How do you know that? How are you going to remember it? So Rashi brings down the Mishnah. Adam Yored L'Soch Sodehu. The person goes down to his field, Beroeh Te'ena, and he sees a fig, Shebachra, that Bachor, Bikur, means blossomed out. It developed. It matured. Korech Aleha Gemi. He ties on that fruit, the Te'ena, Gemi. Gemi is a type of Esav. L'simen. He ties in the Gemi, that it should be a simen. This is the Reishis. It's the beginning of the Reishis. Va'omer, and he says, Harizeh Bikurim. Makes a chalois. He says, Harizeh Bikurim, it's Bikurim. Okay. Adam Yared L'Soch Sodehu sees the Te'ena. Oh, that's the first one that blossomed. The person checks his thing every day to see what happened. So first thing he does, he ties a gemi on it. That should be the simen. It says, Harizeh Bikurim. Okay. Now, we know that the Bikurim is from the Zion, the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mefarshim asks, why did Rashi pick Dafka Te'ena? And it's based on the Mishnah. So, a Te'ena is an example. It could have picked Zayas. It could have picked the Rimon. A lot of Rimon has 613 seeds. That's a good one to use as a marshal. You might have mitzvahs. No, we picked it a Te'ena. And also, what is this gemi? He ties on a gemi. Sounds like gummies. You know what I mean? He ties that on. Says you're the racious. What has to be a type of acid called gummy? Nothing is a coincidence. Nothing is just happenstance that it happened to be. There has to be some deeper meaning to the whole mitzvah of Bikurim. There's so much simcha in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Chazal tell us that where they brought the Bikurim, they brought it in golden baskets, and the people came out and they were dancing and singing. He's bringing his fruits up there. It was like a parade. It was a matzav. Tremendous simcha. What's all the simcha for? Okay. But what is it? Mamash, the Chazal go into the depth of dancing and singing and all kinds of instruments and dancing in front of it like a Harnasa Sefer Torah. Why? This guy schlepped and brought his Bikurim. What's the big deal? So let's go back to Adam HaRishon. Chazal tell us, even though there are different shittas in the Chazal, what was the Eitz Hadas? What type of tree was it? In the Torah, it's not divulged what type of tree it is. You don't want to point out, oh, that's the tree that Adam HaRishon ate from. Like a behemoth, if you're a behemoth, you got to kill the behemoth. The behemoth didn't do anything. You're the person who was roveyed. You committed a chiyuv misa. So we should kill you, not the behemoth. No, we don't want to say, that's the behemoth that this meistic thing happened. Same thing here. The Torah doesn't want to say, oh, that's the tree that sunk us into Tufshin Pei Vav, still not with a ticket. Okay. So Chazal say, was it Te'ena? What's the support that it was a fig tree? Because after the Ched, it says, Vayisperu Alei Te'ena. They wove together the leaves of a Te'ena, and they made clothing. Why a Te'ena? Because that was what they were choyte in. They were choyte in the Te'ena, and they wanted to have a memory, a reminder of, you look what you did. Look what you did. You messed up the whole world. You brought it to a different dimension altogether. So since they used the Vayisparu Alei Te'ena, that shows that it was a Te'ena. The Che was an Eitz Adas. The Mephoshim want to say here that the mitzvah of Bikurim is a tikkun for the Chet of Eitz Adas, Adam. And that's why it mentions Te'ena in particular. Could be any of the Zion Peiris. Te'ena was the original Chet. Not as far as tell us Amori Dikazach. The Eitz Hadas was only Osir till Shabbos. If Shabbos would have come, then the Eitz Hadas would have been Mutar. Because Shabbos is the Shlemus. Shabbos is the Birur of Tov and Ra. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Baruch Hashem, there's hundreds of Svarim written about Shabbos. Neshama Yisera, Ruchnias. It's on a different level. It's on a different level of Shabbos. If he would have waited just till Shabbos, which would have meant another hour, 2 hours the most, it would have been Mutter. And the Zidichev Rebbe brings a riot to that. Because in the conversation between Chava and the Nacha, she says, Umei Eitz Hada'as Toiv V'ra, we're not allowed to eat. Umei Eitz Hada'as Toiv, it's too much for Shabbos. May Eitz Hadas Toiv Shabbos. That means on Shabbos, it wouldn't have been any more Ra. That mixture of Toiv and Ra would have been gone. Everything would have been clarified, and he would have been able to eat it. That would have been his suit of Shabbos. But he didn't. He didn't wait till Shabbos. That's called in the Chazal, he ate Bosar. Beis Vav Samach Resh, premature. It's like sour grapes. It wasn't the right time. He couldn't hold back. He would have waited 2 hours, an hour, according to the Cheshbonos of every hour of Adam Rishon and his creation. He would have went to Shabbos and that would have been it. He could have eaten no chet, no nothing. Everything would have been grand. But he didn't have the savlonus. He didn't have that patience to wait. Ha! I see it. Well, that looks good. Huh? Okay. So that's what Chazal say. The Svarim talk about that and say, Te'ena, this thing of Bikurim is a tikkun for that. You know why? Because, imagine, the guy plows, sows the ground, he takes out all the weeds and everything, and the tree, he has to take care of the tree, that it shouldn't be destructive things growing around it, that shouldn't bear any fruit. And finally it grows. When I grew up, in every store they had, whether it was a grocery store, they had the first dollar. It was hanging on the wall. You never saw that, right? Yeah. You saw that, right? Yeah. This is my first dollar. This is good luck. You know, this is my ratios. That's crazy, right? I saw it in many stores when I was a kid. That was it. That was the thing to do. This is his ratios. I want to eat it. I worked for this. He says, oh, no. Put a gimme around it. And then we'll see what happens. And keep waiting and waiting until we get more and more fruits that come. Right? And then you're going to have to go to Yerushalayim. That's a trek. To go to Yerushalayim, if they take a helicopter like they can do today, boom, you're there from where you're living down in the Negev or someplace, who knows where. That means you had to hold on and not eat those fruits, especially the ones with the gemmies that you put on. That's a real big Yetzer Hara, not to wait. You know who's eating from the cookie jar? You never stole from the cookie jar? When you're a little kid? Okay. Should have made chocolate chips, you would have done it. So it was such an asayim, that's incredible. How can I hold back? How can I hold back? By your holding back, you're showing this a tikkun, the ta'ena. And any fruit that you did it on is a tikkun for Adam HaRishon's chet. We don't complete the chet and make a tikkun totally, but each person, when he does anything that brings a tikkun to Adam HaRishon, it gets mesukin, another part, till we get shleimus. And we had that shleimus at Har Sinai. Pascha Zuha Muslim, the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Zuha mother, the tumah of Adam HaRishon disappeared. It was out. We were like Adam HaRishon before the Chet when we had Har Sinai. Well, we did the Egel, so we blew it. We came back. But that's what is the Madrega. So that's the Simcha. The Simcha is, it's not just, wow, what a person. What a person. He's waiting a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Oh, come on, 5 weeks. And then he has to make the trek to Yerushalayim. It could take weeks to get to Yerushalayim. With your barrel or with your basket or thing, it could take weeks. And this guy is doing that and he hasn't nibbled even, a little nibble, just a little nibble. Rove is there, you know, and I'm just going to take a little, just. So that's a big party. He's a hero. He's the Gibor. Ezu Gibor Kovish Es Yitzroi. He was able to hold on and be tolerant. For him, we make a big party. That's hard. That's challenging. And he did it. And with that, he brought the Kalai Yisrael. We talked about the reservoir, Kalai Yisrael. L'shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu Shchinte B'shem Kol Yisrael. If you say that, B'shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu, B'shem Kol Yisrael, you're doing a mitzvah, B'shem Kol Yisrael. It goes to the reservoir. We make a big party. Okay. That's basically what this is all about. So far. Okay. So, can it be that Adam HaRishon, the Tzuras HaAdam, said, I gotta have it now. Lavdil Nike, just do it. You know, come on. You know who we're talking about? Adam HaRishon. What went wrong? What went wrong? What was in his head? What was he thinking? So the Divrei Chaim says the following. Divrei Chaim was the Tzanzer Rav. He was a Goyim. Shaul and Shuvas of the Divrei Chaim, not just the Rebbe. From that Rebbe came what? Who came from the Divrei Chaim? Bobo, Kloisenberg, all that. Shinev. The Divrei Chaim says the following. When they ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, the Pasuk says, Vayedu ki erumim hem. They realized that they were naked. So Rashi says, the eyes opened up and they saw that they were naked. He says, even an Ivir could know that he's naked, he's not wearing clothes. What do you mean? The eyes opened up and they saw that they were naked. That's the Pashup Shah, the Pasuk. So he says, Mayridik. He says, they were naked from mitzvahs. And he says, they realized that that's the reason why they were choited. They didn't have any mitzvahs. Or, should I say, they didn't do any mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Hashem put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden l'ovda ula shamra. Avoida is mitzvahs essay, shamra, shamer is mitzvahs lois essay. Whatever there was in Gan Eden, maybe in Ruchni is dik of mitzvahs, but they had mitzvahs. Of the Lashama. Says the Divrei Chaim, Adam HaRishon was there with the Shekhinah He was looking around. He was getting hasagas. We say Gan Eden. What are you thinking? What are they doing in Gan Eden over there? Have a party? It's hasagas of Hashem. Hashem reveals himself. Your seichel explodes with all kinds of giluyim. Giluyim about Hashem. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not going to be more than Hashem revealing himself to you. The bigger the schar, the bigger the revelations. The bigger the revelations, the bigger the oinig, the pleasure. There's no greater pleasure than revelation of Hashem. So that's what's going to be in Olam Haba. In Gan Eden, he had these same things. He was so dovek, says the Divrei Chaim, to the revelations. Wow, 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 wow. He wasn't Isaac in any mitzvahs. He wasn't Isaac in any mitzvahs. Who got time for mitzvahs? Who could leave this? Wow. Mamash of the vacants. Like the Arba, the Nichon Subapardis, the whole Gemara. You know, he's so dovek. But Hashem told him of the Lashama. You know why? Because the Gemara says, call me Shechachmoso Meruba Mimaisev. Chachmoso Mistalakas. If you are more Chachma than Maisim, and you don't put those revelations of Chachma into a Maisa, into a Keli, your Chachma gets distorted. The Chachma that you have gets distorted, and it could be your worst enemy. Kol shechachmasai is more than your maisim. Chachmasai mistalekis. You don't have the chachma anymore. Hear the looking at the chachma of Hashem. Gevald, gevald. Wow, wow. This is like Gan Eden. Yeah, right, it's Gan Eden. This is Gan Eden. But what about the mitzvahs? You don't have any mitzvahs. Those are the kelim to put the chachma in. If you don't have, you have the chachma without the kelim, then the chachma gets distorted, gets perverted, and you don't think the right thoughts. So that's the pshat when they said, when their eyes opened up and they saw they made a mistake, they realized, were naked from what? From mitzvahs. They realized that they were naked from mitzvahs. Great inspiration, but no keli to put it in. And then the inspiration evaporates. Not only that, but they get distorted. And I think he tzushtel's there. Haroya sota b'kulkula. When you see a sota exploding because of her avera, falling apart because of the mayim, what should you do? Yozer atzmo menayayin. You should stop drinking wine. I said, why should I stop drinking wine? Because wine makes that happen. Drinking wine, cozy rosy, things could happen that shouldn't be happening. So what does that have to do with me? That lady, not me. So Hashem is sending you chachma. Look what happens when you do such an aveira. Hashem is showing you a revelation. You just can't walk away. If you walk away without taking something upon yourself, you have chachma more than your maisim. You have chachma more than your maisim. You have no maisim to put it in. Dangerous. It's like a fire. It could burn down a whole forest. So that's the same thing what was Adam Rishon. He had such revelations, but he didn't have anything to put it in. Hashem gave him the Avdol Shama, but he didn't take it. He was too busy. Too busy looking at the grandeur of Hashem. That's why they didn't, when they came to Har Sinai, What was the two famous words that they said? Nasa v'nishma, they said we're going to do. And then we'll hear what we got to do. In order to make the tikkun b'vanam harishon, you have to make sure that you do. Whatever you're going to do is do it. Meisim, you got to have meisim. Not the nishma. Great, Hashem says this and this. Oh, my chachma. Chachma without a keli becomes distorted. So we made that tikkun, standing at our Sinai. We said, not seven nishma. This, we could say, is the cause. On a Marishan, he ate it. He ate it, boisa, he ate it before it was even ripe. He didn't have the chachma, the wisdom of Hashem, to say, this is a no-no, you can't do this. You don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a whole cataclysmic fallout in the whole world, the whole universe. He wasn't thinking. It's like he had a brain freeze. Well, he thought different cheshbonos. They were all wrong. Because his das was not working, because he didn't make himself a vessel. Very nice to hear a good cheer like this. But what are you going to do afterwards? At least you write it down a little bit. You made some type of keli. You don't write it down, so what do you have? Well, that was a nice vort. This is not a vort. This is an uptouch. What happened? Big yesoidus over here. Gotta make a keli for the chachma. You just gonna have chachma. It's very nice. So because that he didn't have the chachma according to the Divrei Chaim, and they found themselves naked from that, that's why. That's why he was choite and he didn't wait. So the tikkun that comes with the ta'ena of Bikurim is to wait, have chachma, to wait. Wait, no matter how long it takes, it's going to come, it's going to come. Don't worry, it's going to come. You're going to eat it. Show yourself as being an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Show yourself as being loyal. You don't have to have the taiva right now. You can wait. When it's the right time. Gemi, the letters of Gemi. A person could think, but he has to be able to actualize it. He has to have meisim. You got to have meisim. Without meisim, your chokhma becomes too much. To be alone. The tachlis is to take your mayach, your head, what you think, bring it down into your guf. First, to the midas. The midas that a person has, because if you want to actualize anything, to do a maisa, you have to have your midas agreeing to it. They have to consent. Because if your midas don't consent to what you want to do, you're not going to do it. A person who has taivas, and he has anger, and he has this, they're not going to listen to you and say, well, let's change, we got to become better. Or when the midas says, we're having a good time, don't try to discipline us. We're like a bronco. Wow, that's good. So you have to take your moyach and bring it into the lab and get the midas. And then what you do with the midas, you make it go into the evarim, into your limbs, that your body agrees to it. And your body's ready to do the maisa. Ready to do the maisa. So that really involves the guf, which is the evarim, it involves the midas, and then there's the yodayim. You know what the yodayim represent? Maisa. Maisa. Your hands are maisa. That makes the meisim. The meisim. It brings it to actual do. Take your guf and do something with it. And that's what Gami stands for. It's the Rosh Yitzchus of these three. Of the guf, and then it's the midas, and then it's the yud of Yodayim. Adam HaRishon didn't have that because he was so busy with his mayach and that there was no such thing as gami. He didn't know how to take it from his mayach into his midas, into his avarim, which is the guf, and into the yodayim. The yodayim, which is lamaisa. Lamaisa. That's what we have to understand over here. The Bikurim is a celebration. It's a celebration not only of such an individual who said, I could wait, I don't have to have it now, I don't got to do it now, I'll wait. I'll wait till I'm married, I'll wait till I make a lot of money, I'll wait. The curse to wait. But the mission didn't wait. But why didn't he wait? Because he didn't do the Meisim. He had the Chochmah without the Meisim. And what we're supposed to do, learn from this Bikurim, this person waited. He had it. He had it. He waited. He didn't take it. And this is what we have to do when we want to do tshuva also. Most of the Beiris is because we got to have it, we got to do it now. And then the Yetzer Hara like shoves you. He gives you lachatz, he pushes you, go, come on, let's go, turn around, let's go. That's the Yetzer Hara. Anudnik. He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. HaKoyach is to be able to do that. Tie the gemi around it and say, Meisim mitzvahs, do Meisim of mitzvahs. Then takes the person's chokhmah and preserves it as a keli, and he has the chokhmah, and he uses that chokhmah to do more mitzvahs and get closer to Hashem. I guess we'll have to do the niggun tomorrow.